Very good morning to you all, and welcome to the sixth of our 12 days Lenten reflections towards Easter. Today is Saturday, 4th April 2020. Listen for the word of God as it is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 11, verse 14 to 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebul. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, there will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. Whoever is not with us is against us, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." When the enemies of Jesus were helpless to oppose him by fair means, they resorted to slander. They accused him for being in alliance with prince of demons, from where he got his power over the demons. They attributed his power not to God, but to the devil. But Jesus gave them a double and a crushing answer. Firstly, he used a common example to challenge their claims. There were many exorcists in Jesus' time in Palestine. Josephus, the great historian, traces his power back to Solomon. Part of Solomon's wisdom was that he was skillful with herbs and had invented incantations which drove out demons in such a way that they never came back. And Josephus states that he had seen Solomon's methods used with success even in his own day. So Jesus delivered a home thrust. "If I," he said, "cast out devils because I am in alliance with the prince of devils, what of your own people who do the same thing? If you condemn me, you are only condemning yourselves." Secondly, he used a really unanswerable argument. No kingdom in which there is a civil war can survive. If the prince of devils is giving away his power for others to defeat his own emissaries, then he is finished. There is only one way for a strong man to be defeated, and that is for a still stronger man to master him. "Therefore," said Jesus, "if I cast out devils as proof that I am in alliance with the prince of devils, it proves that the devil's citadel is breached, the strong man of evil is mastered, and the kingdom of God is here." Yes, my friend, the kingdom of God is here. There are at least three things that we can learn from the passage this morning. And the first concerns the word slander. To slander is to utter false charges or misrepresentations which defame and damage another's reputation. It is not uncommon for people to resort to slander when they are unable to find ways to honestly oppose those they hate for any reasons. And many times too, when we wage war against people who out of their own integrity refuse to fight back, we formulate all kinds of stories in order to bring them down. We blackmail and slander them. Slander, in the strict meaning of the term, comes under the head of lying, but it is a kind of lying which, like its antithesis, flattery, ought to be set apart for special censure. There is nothing so cruel as slander, and it is more so because the human mind always tends to think the worst, and very often the human ear prefers to hear and enjoy derogatory and bad reports rather than the complimentary stories or stories of people's successes. But it is helpful for Christian people if we are able to free ourselves of such sin of slander. Secondly, we must notice that Jesus' proof that the kingdom had come was the fact that sufferers were healed and health was returned to places where diseases had held God's people captive. Jesus' aim was not only the salvation of souls, it was salvation of the whole person, both physical and spiritual liberation from the forces of sickness and sin. And then thirdly and finally, Luke finishes this section with the saying of Jesus that he who was not with him was against him, and that he who did not help to gather the flock helped to scatter it. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no place for neutrality in the Christian life. Anyone who does not promote the work of Christ but stands aloof automatically helps the evil one. We are either on the way with Christ changing and transforming lives, or we are in the way promoting discord and slandering and destroying people and the work of God. There can be no neutrality in the spiritual battle. Emptiness and lack of commitment are not enough. We must engage in the fight against all that dehumanizes people and the sin that continues to destroy the good creation of God. As we look to the cross of Christ at this time of Lent, let us take courage from this passage, because it reminds us that Jesus is the stronger man who has the power to overcome the lies, enticements, and deception of the enemy that you and I face. In him is power for our deliverance. He is our stronger man. He is our savior. He is our rescuer. He is the power of God working in us who believe. As the Apostle John said many years later, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Let us pray. Father, we have our days like Jesus when we are pounded and questioned about the things we do for your kingdom here on earth. When we are accused and slandered, please strengthen us that we might stand in your strength and not compromise or cave in. We need your strength to be our strength. In the great and mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us finish with the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on Which the Prince of Glory Died." in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace.